VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a fabulous show we have for you. You know, there was a quote that a friend of mine sent to me, I'd say about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was a quote from Martina Navratilova. And the quote is this: I think the key is for women not to set any limits. That's what this show is about today. I want to first off thank each and every one of you for supporting the show the way that you have. The votes are in. The survey says that the Dr. Pat Show is the number one listened to show on Alternative Talk in Seattle. And, of course, you know, host of the year right here on Voice America. And that is so because of each and every one of you. As I say on this show, you all rock. It is through your courage and inspiration that thousands of people get to live life full out. My guest today knows a lot about that. And you talk about not setting any limits. Susan Ness, my guest today, knows a lot about that. She is the founding president and CEO of Greenstone Media, formed to produce and syndicate female-oriented talk programming for broadcast stations, satellite radio, the internet, mobile phones, and new media. Greenstone, by the way, currently airs, are you ready for this? 63 hours of a week of live personality talk programming targeted for women. Hallelujah! Say that again. And we are here today with Susan to talk about many things, but let me just share a little bit of her background to give you a sense of what her journey has been like. Commissioner Ness served on the Federal Communications Commission from May 1994 to 2001. After leaving the government, she was the principal of Susan Ness Strategies, providing communications policy consulting. And I want to say she has received many awards for her work. For example, the International Radio and Television Society Foundation Achievement Award, the Digital Television Pioneer Award. This is a woman that, as I said when I kicked this show off, has set no limits. And that's what today's show is about. It's an invitation for everyone out there that's listening to this show to know that there is new broadcasting right now available for women. Susan, thank you so much for joining the show.
My pleasure, Pat, and your comments were most appreciated.
Well, we have got so much to talk about. And, you know, in preparation for this, and we send out an email blast in our newsletter, and we've gotten some emails back, and one of the statements was exactly that. Hallelujah, finally. Finally, someone is getting what women want. And so I'd love for you to say a little bit about Greenstone Media, what it is, and how it came to be.
My pleasure. It is our passion. Greenstone Media was formed about a year and a half ago by a group of women sitting around talking about how there was nothing for women on the radio. People do enjoy NPR, but beyond NPR, there's virtually nothing on commercial radio, broadcast radio, for women. You can go into a market and you'll see maybe one or two sports talk channels, and you'll go in and you'll see a couple of conservative talk channels, or maybe now what's listed as Free FM, which is a very acid-like male talk. Many of the hosts of these shows are almost misogynists in their discussions. But there's nothing for women. And so this group got together to say, what if we created a network of radio programs that were designed to create a community of women across the country? And what if we syndicated this around the country on stations and then also got on satellite and also did iPods and cell phones and the like? Wouldn't that be great? And that's how Greenstone was formed. Among our founders and folks who are very much involved are Gloria Steinem and Jane Fonda, but a number of other people. Gail Evans, who wrote the book Play Like a Man, Win Like a Woman, is very much a part of our founding team and on our board. And a number of other folks, including radio pioneer Edie Hilliard, who had, before she helped found Greenstone, had spent about 35 years in the radio business. So it's an extraordinary group, and we have among our investors a number of broadcasters who also understood the vision that we had and recognized the hole in the commercial marketplace for talk that's directed to women.
Isn't it fabulous when women get together and kind of talk about the unlimited possibilities in the world?
What was so exciting is we just have begun to send our show hosts from one station to another that are among our affiliates to, you know, just to broadcast from those stations and to meet some of the women who are listening. And we just came back from a trip down to Greenville, South Carolina, for example. And they were expecting, you know, maybe 40 or 50 people at a reception beforehand. Over 200 people signed up, and about 250 people actually participated. And they were so excited about actually having something that they could listen to, and they're telling all of their friends and the like. And that's a wonderful feeling. So we are beginning to generate this around the country. When Gloria or Jane go to speak at places around the country, thousands of women show up. There's a real need for this kind of discussion.
What do you believe? What do you believe is behind this? I want to say almost thirst for quality program of this nature. What is it that women are really saying they want, and why do you think it has come to the surface now?
First, what do women want? From our discussions with women over the last 2 years and our research, because it wasn't just discussions with people that we met or saw, but rather we also did extensive research on this. They want news and information, first and foremost, which they're not getting on commercial radio today. They want to know what's going on in the world, but they also want to be able to relax. Our lives are so harried. Our lives are so full of things that we have to do, places we have to be, responsibilities and the like. It's nice just to be able to laugh. And so one of the things that we decided we would provide are show hosts who have the type of personality, the humor that engage women and make them laugh. And that's a big piece of what we do. Other topics, making ends meet, talking about health care and health issues, relationships, children, what to do about aging parents. All of these are regular parts of our programming diet. We also, you know, talk about fun things. We'll talk about what's going on in Hollywood. We have, because of who we are and our connections, we have access to pretty much everyone in Hollywood. Many of them already have been guests on our shows. Lisa Birnbach, who's one of our show hosts who had written the Preppy Handbook, did an interview with Robin Williams that won her a Gracie Award this year for one of the best programs on air. So that's the kind of thing that we try to provide, fun information, useful information, but also inspiring. The one thing that we also found from our research, women do not like what's on air today with the very politicized environment, the harsh political talk that usually populates the AM dial, the conservative-type talk. They are not looking for politics 24/7. They want a little bit. They want to know what's going on. But for the most part, they're looking for discussions of what the issues are and how you solve those problems. They're not looking for people to be hitting each other over the head and calling each other names. And so, once again, that's how we're trying to address their needs, plus do it in a way, as you do every day that you're on, in an inspiring way to make women realize that women helping women will enable us really to make a much better world. And that's what we aspire to be.
And that is really the key. I mean, the whole idea of collaborating is really a breath of fresh air for a lot of folks. And I'm always amazed, Susan, when we've reached out to help other stations, other hosts. They've said, you really want to help us? Aren't you on, like, at the same time we're on? And it's really interesting the response we get. And what I've learned in a very short time, not coming from a broadcasting background, my listeners know that I transposed an 800 number and dialed into Voice America, and here we are. But what I've learned is there's such power in collaborating, and, boy, women know how to do this so well.
That's exactly right. A story that I love that I'm taking from a book that Gail Evans wrote. Gail wrote two books. The first one was Play Like a Man, Win Like a Woman. That was that sat on the New York Times bestseller list for a number of weeks a couple of years ago. But then she wrote a second book, which was less of a huge hit, but went really to the heart of her philosophy and our philosophy, and I think it's well worth reading. And that book is called She Wins, You Win.
Mm.
And the concept behind that is the following. If we all pulled, if women just were to help each other, were to pull together, were to be less critical of other women, less judge other women less harshly, and think about what we can achieve together, we can really make a huge difference in this world. And one of the stories that she tells in this book I thought was fabulous, and I'd like to share it with your listeners. And that's the story of a woman who is the general counsel of a major communications company. And that company needed to hire a labor lawyer in San Francisco. She did some research and found a particular guy was the best labor lawyer for what she needed in San Francisco. But instead of calling him up on the phone, she went into a directory called Martindale Hubbell, which lists all the attorneys in the nation, and found a woman who was partner in the very same firm that that man was in. And she called that woman partner and said, I want to hire so-and-so, but I want you to bring in the business. And what she did by that was the following. She got the lawyer that she wanted, but she also helped that woman to move up within the ranks of her firm, because anyone who brings in huge business, as this was going to be, gets much more recognition and power within a law firm.
I have to tell you, that's a great story, and that is such an inspiring story for people listening to this show and thinking, what am I going to do today? What action am I going to take? Is there someone out there that I can connect with, that I can make a difference with? Well, I'm here with Susan Ness, and for those of you listening for the first time, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Susan Ness, the founder, president, CEO of Greenstone Media. We've got lots to talk about, but let me give you their website, www.greenstonemedia.com, www.greenstonemedia.com. Check it out. Lots of information, great programming, great hosts. Today's show, we're talking about what women really want. People like you, people like me. This is how we get to change the planet. This is how we get to live life full out. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back right here with Susan Ness. For those of you listening, want to call in, 866-472-5787, 866-472-5787, or 5788. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't touch that dial. We're coming right back at you.
The authority in Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you know why there's so much publicity about stem cells? Well, they are the building blocks of our health, the foundation for your everyday healthy renewal. Would you like to harness the power of your own stem cells and increase their production by up to 70%? There is now available a revolutionary science to help your body's natural renewal system. The producers are so confident that you'll feel the difference for yourself, they're offering a week's supply for only $9.95. Just visit AdultStemCellNutrition.com. That's AdultStemCellNutrition.com.
Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey Jim, guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to live by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest today, Susan Ness, as I said before, founding president and CEO of Greenstone Media. Let me just take a moment, because I was mentioning to Susan that I just received an email, and I want to just address it because I really thank all of you that emailed during the show. And this email is from Joan in Boulder, Colorado. Joan, thank you so much for this email. Joan wanted to know, dear Dr. Pat, have you been able to start your 1970 Harley? Maybe you should trade it. And I said, you know what? Thank you so much, Joan. Thank you for this email. Believe me, it is such the pleasure of the journey. It is in the starting. It's not important in terms of whether you actually get it going. But to answer your question, I absolutely did. And so this is a continuing story. For those of you that want to find out more about the story and the legend of my 1970 Harley, you can go to the archives on thedrpatshow.com, Google on Harley Davidson, and you should be able to get it up. Susan Ness is here with me today, and boy, does she know what it's like to kickstart a life, to kickstart a program, to kickstart an organization like Greenstone Media and take such quality programming out in the air, out in the airwaves. Susan, thank you so much for joining the show today.
My pleasure.
Why don't we go to the phones? I believe we do have a caller, and let's take our call. Hi, I believe this is Tacy joining us.
Yes, good morning, Susan and Pat. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Tacy. How are you today?
Fine, thank you. I wanted to commend you, Susan, as a female producer, in sitting down with Gloria Steinem and Jane Fonda and really trying to give women a voice in the mainstream media. And also I wanted to find out your point of view as to where you think women are going to go in mainstream radio in the next, say, 2 to 5 years, what our role is going to be.
Well, we are working very hard to provide opportunities for women. When we started the company, we realized that it was going to be a very hard climb. And the reason for that is the following. While there are over 10,000 radio stations that are commercial stations in the country, very few of these stations are populated by women executives. For example, it appears that about only 18% of the general managers of these stations are women. That means 82% are guys. 90% of the program directors are guys, and they are the ones that are the gatekeepers to determine what kind of programming you and I are going to listen to in their market. And so we knew that it's an education process to try to break through to enable women to get through. But then we started to look as we were hiring people, and we found that there were, as I just said, if 90% of the program directors are guys, that means that there are very few women out there who have the experience as program directors. And so we found as part of our mission to try to train women to fill these roles. And so we spend a lot of our time helping, as does Voice America, helping women to get the experience necessary to be absolutely phenomenal program directors, board operators, and every other position within the radio environment. And that's very much a part of our mission, in addition to providing scintillating programming 24/7.
It's wonderful. And do you think that women are really going to have a much bigger role very, very soon?
Very soon, no. Hopefully soon. Because there's a group called Women, Most Influential Women in Radio. This was a list that it put together by Radio Inc., which is a publication for the industry. And it's been tracking the number of women in the highest positions over the last number of years. And the meter hasn't moved very much. In fact, they're about to come out with their report, and I don't want to steal their thunder. But essentially, over this past year, the percentage of women who are general managers has gone down, not up. Slight increase in program directors, but not much. And if this continues, probably by the year, 2080 or something like that, we'll start to see parity in terms of radio. Now, that having been said, we can make it happen a lot faster. And the way we do that is making sure that radio stations around the country know that you want to have quality programming for women, like the Dr. Pat Show or like Greenstone Media. And if that message gets out there, and if advertisers who love women, because as you probably know, women actually buy 80% of the goods and services in this country, not just for their homes, but also for the office. And if advertisers want to reach women who are the main purchasing agents in the country, then having programming that targets women is going to be a really great way to do that. So it's a matter of educating the stations, and it's a matter of educating advertisers who advertise on radio to ask for this kind of programming. And little by little, that will happen. And the wonderful thing about radio is if they see that the programming is succeeding, it's going to spread quickly. And that's what we're hoping to do.
Well, you are
wonderful.
And that,
wonderful. In turn,
thank you
hopefully,
so much.
Will open up jobs for women.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Tacy. Thank you so much. Thanks for the great question.
It's a major shift, I hope.
Okay. Take care. Have a great day. That was a great, great question by Tacy, and it really does open the door in the conversation that you and I are having about the opportunities as well as some of the challenges. And it seems like what you all are doing at Greenstone Media is you're looking at the challenges that have been presented, and you're removing the objections one at a time and presenting a platform that is demonstrating that people do listen to this kind of programming.
Exactly right. And the more that that happens, the better and the quicker we'll be able to get out there with the kind of programming that women want. But what is so heartening for us, as I know it is for you, and that is that the women who are listening are such avid listeners.
Oh, loyal. Loyal.
Extremely loyal. They hang on every word. And that's enormously gratifying when you're trying, laboring to put together programming that's going to be meaningful.
It also holds us to a higher standard, Susan. I mean, my experience has been, and I've said this before so my listeners know it, I believe that we have one of the best group of listeners on the planet. And it is because of knowing that and knowing that they do hang on every word and that they do listen, it really calls all of us to create a higher standard of programming, don't you think?
I absolutely believe that, but it's also fun to do that.
It's so fun.
So the two go hand in hand.
It is fun. And that's really part of what we like to do on this show, too. I know we talk about some very serious topics some days, but we also talk about fun. You know, we talk about topics like the relationship between, you know, my lobster and my goldfish, or as I said before, starting the Harley. It's such an opportunity to really change the landscape of programming, because I think you nailed it earlier when you said that people are really looking for something different. Women are looking for, and as a matter of fact, it's funny that we're talking about this, because I received a phone call during the live show the other day from a gentleman. And he said to me, he said, you know, I know that a lot of your listeners are women, because you could hear it when they call in. It's pretty obvious. He said, but you know what I've noticed is you're now getting more men. And he said to me on the air, and he said to everybody listening, he said, the kind of programming we're talking about, he says, at some level transcends gender. People want to feel empowered, and they want to feel good. And I believe, as you said before, that women in broadcasting can bring this message.
I think you're absolutely right. We, too, find that we have quite a number of men who are listening to our programming, and we welcome them as well. It is not just for women. But one of the hallmarks, I think, certainly of your program as well as ours, is it's got to be genuine. You can tell when a host is not really connecting with the audience one-on-one. And having someone who is talking with you, who becomes effectively your best friend, is an enormously potent thing to have out there, especially as you go through your busy, busy days. And a lot of certainly what we do as a byproduct and what you do as a byproduct is to help women build confidence in themselves and what they're doing. And that, I think, is vitally important. If we can do nothing else, helping women to build self-confidence is a huge benefit. I know certainly having served on the Federal Communications Commissioner as a commissioner was enormously gratifying. But it was not the same thing as starting a company from scratch and having a payroll and having to worry about, you know, where the next dollar is coming from and how you get all of your goals met and get out there and break through in a marketplace that is a very, very big challenge. And so one of the things that I did before I agreed to take this position was I wanted to do something that was totally, totally, totally out of my space. And that was, it turned out, to go on a climb with some friends of Mount Kilimanjaro.
All right, let's hold that thought, because I'd love to. Can we hear that story when we come back from break?
Absolutely.
Oh, brother. I'm telling you, a lot of us are thinking we're climbing it as we go through each day of our lives, and I'm telling you, we're here today to really, as I said before, let's kickstart our lives. Let's open up the vibration that we have and let in the abundance that is rightfully ours right here with Susan Ness, the founding president, CEO in Greenstone Media. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the expansiveness that each and every one of us has to live life full out. and tap into what women really want. If you have questions, comments, want to call in, 866-472-5787, 866-472-5787. And maybe some of the producers can get us a little Harley sound by the time we come back. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned.
The powerhouse of Internet Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to kick your life up a notch? Tired of just surviving? The award-winning Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is your way to living the life you want without regrets, without limitations. This empowering, inspirational show with dynamic host Dr. Pat Basile will leave you shouting, "Yes, I can." Dr. Pat is a master career and belief coach, dynamic seminar leader, and creator of Crust Busting. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show on AM 1150 KKNW, Monday through Friday, 11 to noon, and worldwide on www.thedrpatshow.com.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
What would your life be like if you were outrageously joyful? If you have never even considered outrageous joy, then don't miss the Dr. Pat Show with Life Empowerment Coach Tara Crete, author of the ebook Living a Life with Zero Regrets, 5 Radical Ways to Be Outrageously Joyful. Tara will show you how to change your life in her dynamic 4-week teleclass series starting in March. Log on to innergood.com. That's innergood.com for your outrageous joy.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm telling you, we are kick-starting our lives today with Susan Ness. And as I said before, she is the founding president and CEO of Greenstone Media. But more than that, you know, Commissioner Ness served on the FCC from May 1994 to 2001. She has also played a leading role in spectrum policy issues. We've got lots to talk about today in terms of her life's work, what she sees in radio, what women really want. I want to also let you know that the website for Greenstone Media is just that, greenstonemedia.com. And check it out. They are really, as we say here, busting through a lot of layers to bring women quality programming. As we like to say on this show, you got to have a little fun, you got to have a little empowerment, you got to have a little juiciness in life, and really kick it up a notch. We've got so much to talk about today, and I want to let everyone know we are taking calls, 866-472-5787 or 5788. We do have a caller. I believe it's Catherine from Albany.
Terrific.
Catherine, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I listen to both of you, Dr. Pat, Greenstone Media, great programs. And I've been listening to the show today, and one of the questions that keeps coming up, you know, you talk about empowering women and important for women to get into broadcasting, which I totally agree, and obviously you both are doing that. What about though, the young girls? Are there any programs, and I guess this question is for Susan, mentoring programs for young girls in middle school and high school so that you start when they're young to get them interested in broadcasting, to get them, you know, jump start, as you talk about, Dr. Pat? Are there any available? Are any of the schools, is anybody doing anything about that, or is Greenstone Media doing anything?
That's an interesting question. Certainly, I know from my daughter's public school when she was growing up, they did the news every morning, and so she participated in that. And then they had a closed circuit television program with news in the morning, and she participated in that. I suspect there are a number of places across country that do that, but I think this is a wonderful idea for local stations to connect with their audience by encouraging classes and encouraging Girl Scouts or Brownies or Girls Inc. to bring their groups of young women to the station, to tour the station, and find out a little bit about how this is, and have maybe one of the news anchors sit and talk with them, or have a producer sit and talk with these young women. That's a fabulous thing, and this is something that would be so easy for a station to do.
Yeah.
Great idea.
It's a great idea. And let me just say this, that for us, in addition to the Voice America show that I do, I also do a show out of Seattle Monday through Friday. And we are looking at just that. Now, there are a lot of, what do I want to say? There are a lot of details and paperwork that we have to go through. But we have created a, quote, children segment. We've created a teen segment. We've created a women's segment and a young women's segment for the show. And we are planning to do exactly what you've talked about. What we're trying to do is do it more consistently. Rather than just say one day a year, let's bring these young women in. What we're looking at doing is at least having women come in to sit right in the studio when I'm doing my show, right in the chair, give them an opportunity to get the feel of what that's like, to show them what it's like to produce a show, and at least see if this is something they're interested in. You know what I'm saying? And then there are several of them. I did a show a year ago where we actually brought all of my interns on the air.
That's fabulous.
Yes,
so, you know, Catherine, is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, and I think you just hit it. What you said, not only are you doing it, but it really needs to be systematized, I
guess. It does.
And so that it's done across the country, or those programs are done across the country, not just hit or miss, as you're saying.
Not just hit or miss, and really work with the schools to set up a program where they've gotten all of, because I don't want to go into the detail, but I'll tell you what I've learned. And boy, I've learned this. I went into this with, you know, eyes wide open, thinking we're just going to bring these young people on. But you have to get release forms from the parents. So we want this in a program, you see. We actually want other women, and at the station I'm at, the Jazz Channel is produced by a woman. So wouldn't it be great to see this woman producing smooth jazz? Wouldn't it be great to have these young people sort of be in her presence?
Yeah, I think that's fantastic, and that's exactly what has to be done. That's very cool. And then these young girls become empowered, and then they have the self-confidence, and then they go to the good schools of broadcasting once they graduate from high school. But I do agree. You really do have to start young, and that's what you're doing. I'd be really interested in that program, maybe after the show, getting more information about it.
Well, you're going to see some information come up on our website, because we're laying this out now. We're hoping to get something implemented in the next several months. We just went into a group of second graders and brought a microphone in there. That was so fun.
What was the difference between the girls and the boys? That's what, 7 years old?
That's terrific. Actually, something that I think CNN was doing recently, and it brought cameras and gave 10 cameras to about 10 high schoolers in New Orleans to produce some shows in conjunction with Hurricane Katrina and what their lives were like. And these were stunning presentations that they did, just amazing. One of the things that tells us, basically, is there's a huge amount of very fine material and extraordinarily talented young folk who could, if empowered to do so, provide some really captivating programming. By the way, I believe you're from Albany. Just wanted to make sure that you were aware, as I think you are, that we broadcast Greenstone Media programming on WEEV AM 1300.
I am, and it was in the paper. And I'm one of those listeners. I like listening on the net.
Oh, fabulous. That's right. We stream 24/7 on the net, listening live, and encourage people to call in as they're listening. And then we repeat the programming in archive.
Terrific. Well, wonderful. I will I listen to you both, and great ideas. And I have to. I'm really curious. I want to listen more about the mentoring program, because I think that's the way to go.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. It certainly is a reminder to me how important it is. You know how we get so busy and all that we're trying to do. You've just reminded me to move that up to the top of the list. And I want to thank you for doing that, Catherine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Catherine.
There you go. I mean, Susan, isn't this wonderful how we can create this forum where we bring our collective minds together and look at the energy and the synergy around this. Isn't this magnificent?
Indeed.
Let's talk a little bit about the story that you started to tell before we went to break. I'm like sitting on the edge of my seat because I can only imagine what that was like, that climb.
Well, each of us has something that we want to try but are afraid to do it. And if we can, each of us, just find a way to break it down into manageable size pieces, it's amazing what you can do. And so I knew how difficult, I had no clue actually how difficult, but I thought I knew how difficult it was to be an entrepreneur and start a company and then and grow it. And it's been absolutely thrilling and fun and exciting, but tough. And to prepare myself for this, what I did was go on a climb of Kilimanjaro. It's not a technical climb. That is, you don't need the crampons and the hooks and the thises and the thats. It's just putting one foot in front of the next. It turns out it's much more of a mental climb than a physical climb, although you do have to have a lot of endurance. And we took us 7 days to get to the summit. The summit is 19,343 feet. I know every single one of them intimately. it's basically you have about half the amount of oxygen in the air that you do at sea level. So in that respect, as you are getting above 12,000 feet or above 15,000 feet, it becomes a lot of effort to move one foot in front of the next, but you do it. You don't need oxygen. You just need to go slowly but surely, putting one foot in front of the next. And that's what a lot of everyday life is about, making sure you just concentrate on putting one foot in front of the next. And so the night that we summited, it was a bitter, bitter cold. In fact, the water that I was carrying to drink on the summiting portion froze within the first half hour. And
ooh.
So, yeah, it was really tough without water. But you get up the night. We were camping at 15,000 feet. And right after dinner, we went to bed and then awoke and started hiking again at about 11 o'clock at night. And then we summited. We actually reached the summit walking all night.
Mm.
We reached the summit at about 7:30 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just amazing. As you're walking along at night, it's almost a trance-like environment. You're just focused on one foot in front of the next. You look in front of you, and everyone was wearing these lamps on their heads with, you know, a headlight on it, like a miner does. And you could see these little dots of light in a zigzag pattern climbing the hill and going up, 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 moving slowly. And then you look in back of you, and you could see all of these little dots of light in a zigzag pattern going back and forth down the hill. And it was just an amazing thing. And you get to the top, and then you realize you're there.
Mm.
And you look, and you can see. It is just an awesome thing. It was not until the sun came up that we realized that we were walking alongside a glacier. That's how far the glaciers have receded on Kilimanjaro.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Years ago, when Ernest Hemingway wrote his book, The Snows of Kilimanjaro, it was all over the place. But we did not walk on any ice. We did not walk on any snow. And this was the cold part of the year. when we summited, or as the sun was coming up, we could see alongside us there was the glacier. And we hit the top, and we took, you know, photos and rejoiced that we were up there. Spent about 20 minutes up there, and then we had to hike 4 hours to get back to our campsite. Take a break, and then continue hiking. So it was an exhausting but exhilarating evening. But the point was basically, you can do it. You can do it if you just concentrate one foot in front of the next. Don't try to push too hard or go too fast. Just keep walking steadily.
I love that story. What a fabulous story for the folks listening to this show to really think about. Think about, what is the summit of your life? What is the summit of your life? I started the show out with a quote that I keep right on my computer from Martina Navratilova, and that is, the key is for women not to set any limits. Susan Ness does not set any limits, and this is a perfect example of how each and every one of us can reach the summit of our lives, and perhaps many summits. We'll take a short break when we come back with Susan Ness, back with Greenstone Media, and what women really want right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Don't forget, we still have one segment. You can call in, get your questions, get your comments, and let's kickstart our lives right here. We'll be right back.
Listen wherever, whenever. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, this is James Arthur Ray. I just finished the Dr. Pat Show. She has got one of the leading edge shows for thought leaders, forward-thinking people like you on the planet. Make sure you stay plugged in. I certainly do, and I'm really, really excited about the opportunity to share information with you. And I'm doing a program called The Secret of Attracting True Wealth all around the country. Go to harmonicwealth.com and find out when I'm going to be in your area, and I'll look forward to meeting you face-to-face. Have a phenomenal day and live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates three basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy. And once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
NLP provides a system of knowledge and values along with procedures and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 7th through the 13th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. My very special guest today, Susan Ness, founder, president of CEO of Greenstone Media. As I said before, greenstonemedia.com. Check it out. This is about opening up the door for some fabulous programming. And as you know, Greenstone Media is this type of programming, innovative, powerful, fun programming created by women for women. And we're here with Susan Ness today. Susan, I want to thank you. Thank you so much for that story, because how empowering is that to really ask ourselves, you know, what is the summit of our lives right now? What are we trying to achieve? And how you put that so that we can really know that if we put one foot in front of the other, we will get there.
Well, thank you. It's that has helped me every day. In fact, on my computer, my wallpaper is a picture of Kilimanjaro. So when I feel frustrated that I'm not getting done what needs to get done or something is not going my way, I look at that and it just reinvigorates me. And I recommend to anyone, pick something that's inspirational or that's fun or that makes you feel good and put that as on your computer. And so when you power up in the morning, you can look at that, and it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Soak it in. Get, you know, make sure that it's creating the juiciness of life for you. Let's go to the phones right now. I think we have a caller, Bobby, from Seattle. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks.
And thanks for joining us. Do you have a question, comment today?
I do. It's a question about what women want and marketing or having a station designed for certain demographics. And my question, Susan, is what do women over 54 want versus what women between maybe 25 and 50 want?
Interesting question. I think as we go through life, there will be certain things that we're going to be more focused on. And then there's some commonalities. Everyone wants to laugh, and a lot of the stuff that we laugh about is intergenerational. So in that respect, one can span quite a bit. But as one gets older, one is talking a little bit more about retirement issues, about that aspect of financing one's life and the like. On a younger side, it's going to be probably more dealing with dating and young children and child raising and getting into new jobs and the like and career information. So there's probably, as one goes through life, there are different sets of issues that are important. But everybody is interested in what's going on in the world. We try to provide information about what's going on around the globe because there's a huge amount of activity going on with women who have become presidents of Liberia and other countries. What does that mean? What has that meant to their populations? There are women who are achieving amazing things around the country, and we try to highlight that as well. Because if some folks can do it, we can do it here. And so that's an important piece of what we do. And then the other thing that we all have to deal with are families and relationships. And I don't even know if I mentioned this to you, Pat, but when I became an FCC commissioner, one of the things that you have to go through, one of the trials and tribulations, is you have to have a Senate confirmation hearing, which means that you sit down in front of a bank of senators who ask you questions. And at the time that I was doing this, I had two young children. I had a daughter who was 9 years old, and I had a son who was 5. And as I sat down, my daughter handed me a piece of paper. On one side, it had my picture that she had photocopied from a magazine. And on the other side, she had written the following: "Good luck. You needn't be nervous. You are my mom and shall always be. Even this is not as important as being my mom."
Mm.
And then she signed it Elizabeth S. in case I didn't remember who my daughter was. And I laminated it, and I carried it around with me, and I still carry it around with me. And anytime I figure, you know, I'm getting too big for my britches or whatever it might be, I pull this out, and I realize what's really the most important thing going on. So we all have things like that that help us to connect with reality and with what's important. And that I hopefully is what our show hosts do every day, 24/7 on the air. Vitally important to connect both with themselves, but also connect with the audience and what is important with each and every listener.
So cross bridging the generational gap, if you will.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, Bobby, thank you for that. Thank you for that comment. Well, can I ask you a question, Bobby? I'd like to hear your answer to that question. Meaning, I'd like to hear your answer to what you think the commonalities and differences are between people 25 and 54 and then older women.
Well, I'd like to start with the commonalities. Everyone wants to experience a life that feels good. they want to have information to help empower them to do just that. I think that people, not just women, but everybody, wants life tools. They want to know where to go to get the answers if they don't have it. They want encouragement. They want to feel joy. They want to feel good. They want a reason to get up in the morning. And then I think what the differences are is pretty much what Susan addressed, is younger generational women are in a different mindset. Their needs are different. Their directions, their focuses are different. I was having a conversation with my best friend last night talking about our peer groups, and we have such a large collective in our little mini community, and we were discussing how the perceptions of these women were different, and she was sort of not complaining but addressing the fact that some of the younger women who have younger children at home still, she was lamenting the fact that they're not peers, and she wanted them to be. She wanted them to interact with us, the older women, as if they were peers. And I said, but they're not our peers. They look at life differently. They look at us differently because we are a generation above them. And there's nothing you can do to make them view you as a peer. They're going to look at you from a place of respect because we are not their peers. We are each other's peers, and she addressed the names of the people in our group, in our little collective age group, and so their perceptions were different from our perceptions, and we look back from a place of maybe wiser choices, and we have all the collective data over the years that we have integrated, and so the difference is they're looking forward still with hope and awe, and we're looking back a little bit with the collective wisdom experiences that we have integrated into our being. And so there's a little bit of a difference. Mm. Yet underlying that, everybody is looking for a better way, opportunities, empowerment. And so a show or a station or a network that focuses on enough of the differences and enough of the really juicy commonalities, that's something to listen to.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. Thank
sure.
you so
thank
much.
You.
Bobby, you said that so beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
And certainly one of the things that creates a sense of commonality of community, women are storytellers.
Yes.
And you can listen to stories that are told by by teenagers, or you can listen to stories who are told by older women. And everyone can enjoy those stories and get something out of it. And I think that if you have a show host who can tell good stories, or guests who can tell good stories, that does create a bond. That's an enduring bond.
Wow. Thank you, Bobby. Thank you so much for joining the show today. And thank you, Susan Ness. Thank you for coming to the Dr. Pat Show and telling your story and sharing what fabulous, fabulous, fabulous programming you're creating. I want to thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing your journey and sharing the future.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, and thank you also for mentioning that people can stream our programming at www.greenstonemedia.com. And we hope that people join us and that they call into our shows.
All right. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of the listeners, all of the callers for, again, tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show. Again, we want to thank you so much. Remember to jumpstart your life and live life full out. Know that you have the power to rise up above and reach your summit in life. Until next week, make yourselves a fabulous week. We'll see you then.